You know the music? That means it's time for Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm your longtime host, Matt Hobson, and before we get started, let's kind of address a few things. First, I want to make a quick announcement. My longtime co-host and partner, Nick Aldrink from Marquee Hearts, he has just left his position recently. So, Nick, if you're listening to this, I really appreciate your time with you. You've been a great straight man to my comedy relief all this time. So we hope you do well on your next venture. But in the meantime, the show must go on, and we found probably the perfect person to be the new co-host. She is the director of marketing at Marquee Arts. Her name is Tara Callaghan, and all I can say is, Tara, welcome to Team WEMU and Cinema Chat.
Thank you so much. It's really awesome to be back in a studio. I came from PBS and NPR in Southwest Florida for about over a decade. It's really great to be back in the studio.
Well, you already answered my first question. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, your likes, your favorite scary movie, if you dare.
Oh my gosh, my favorite scary movie. We can start with my favorite scary movie. It's probably The Thing, if I had to truly pick a favorite. I'm not a big favorites fan of that.
The original or the remake?
The original. What's the remake? I don't acknowledge the remake, but the original for me, it's all there. It's everything that you could want in a scary movie. Thank you. Yeah, so a journalist, documentary filmmaker from PBS and NPR. A lot of my work had to do with how the arts and art community can help uplift and provide a face for dehumanized and underserved communities.
Well, you just made my job a lot easier. You already answered all the questions I had for you. Well, everyone, this is Tara, and we are ready to get started. And
I'm excited to be here.
I'm glad you are, and we have quite a lot going on this weekend. First of all, opening up Friday at the States is a new biopic about one guy named Anthony Bourdain. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so 19-year-old Anthony Bourdain stumbling into a chaotic world of restaurant kitchen, setting off a summer that will shape off the course of his life. So this is director Matt Johnson. It stars Dominic Sessa and Antonio Banderas. Anthony Bourdain. I mean, who doesn't want to see a film about this? It was also really interesting how they marketed it at first. Yeah. They'd have restaurants and people in the industry watch the film first. I'm very excited to see this one. A fascinating life, a fascinating man.
And it's called Tony.
Tony, Tony, Tony. Just one Tony.
Oh, of course, just Tony. Tony.
Just
it's good
Tony.
For your foodie. Good for your foodies everywhere.
Yes.
And also, Friday at the Michigan, you're celebrating a milestone of a franchise that just keeps going on and on and on and on for the last 25 years. But it all started with this very humble beginning called The Fast and the Furious.
Yes, the 25th anniversary. I cannot believe it's already 25 years.
I can't
either.
We'd
love for you to celebrate that with us. It's the movie that launched the franchise. Undercover LAPD officer Brian O'Connor, that is our famous Paul Walker. Mm-hmm. He infiltrates the world of a Los Angeles street racing to investigate a string of high-speed robberies. But his loyalties are tested there when he comes close to the iconic Dominic Toretto that's played by Vin Diesel, his crew. And then he falls in love with Dominic's sister, Mia, a classic. You must see it at the Michigan Theater.
And it's all about family.
All about family. Fast cars, but number one, it's family, man.
That's right. You know, for, you know, go on 11 movies and counting.
The family.
Yes. Yeah, I guess 11th one is in the works, in case you didn't hear.
Yes,
and you actually have a special screening coming up also on Friday for you cheese lovers out there.
Yes, the big cheese. This is super cool. We are partnering with Zingerman's. We're really excited to have that. We're also going to have the actual subject of the film, Mr. Moo Marskowitz himself. So this is a new documentary. It follows Adam. He's a cheesemonger and an industry icon. His unconventional approach to cheese, business, and life has made him one of the most colorful personalities in the food world. And then we'd love for you to stick around because we have a Q&A with him. He's also going to be hacking away at an enormous cheese wheel. This is going to be on our smokler stage in our screening room. We're very excited to have that. There'll also be a cheese tasting before. So fun before, fun after, cheese tasting before the film. Afterward, we're going to have a Q&A
with
the man himself.
You have to bring your own crackers by any chance?
We'll have crackers.
Oh, okay,
if you want
good.
To bring your own, I will not be upset.
Okay, excellent. Sounds good. You are listening to the Cinema Chat right here on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU. I'm your host, Matt Hobson. Alongside me is my brand new co-host, Tara Callaghan, the marketing director for Marquee Arts. And since we already talked about scary movies, we also keep things going for the late night classics. Here's one I kind of have memories back in high school.
What are you waiting for?
Huh? What are you waiting for? Yeah.
I know you did that.
Yeah, I know what you did last summer. Of course, she's quoting Jennifer Love Hewitt in that iconic film.
So yes, I know what you did last summer. As part of our Summerween series, I'm a huge Halloween stan. I'm in here actually wearing a Halloween themed shirt right now. If you're not sure with I Know What You Did Last Summer, it's after four friends accidentally hit a man on a winding road. They make a pact to cover up what happened. Yet one year later, someone knows their secret. A hook-wielding killer is out for revenge. This stars Jennifer Love Hewitt, Sarah Michelle Gellar, we have Ryan Phillippe, and of course, Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah, this is kind of the beginning of the late 90s slasher renaissance. It started with the first Scream. Next thing I know, we got all these slasher movies coming out again. Yeah. But this one was pretty much a standout. They actually, did another remake of this not too long ago, as I recall, where Jennifer Love Hewitt actually came back and reprised her role in Morning of the Next Generation. She's like, hey, don't hit somebody with your car and cover it up. But karma's kind of a bad thing.
Yeah, it's a cautionary tale for all of us.
It is. But hey, not all of us learn. Yes, and your Studio Ghibli film series continues. Actually, we should call this the Hayao Miyazaki film, because pretty much every film you've shown is directed by the great Hayao Miyazaki, and this one is another standout in his film career.
Yes, so on Saturday, it's My Neighbor Totoro. This is a classic. It follows the sisters Satsuki and Mei. They move to the countryside with their father and discover a world of playful forest spirits, including the lovable Totoro. Who does not love Totoro? And we've been really...
Big. He's plushy. A stuffed animal brought to life.
I want to snuggle Totoro. So you've never seen it. If you've seen it a million times, we would love to see you again at the theater.
Yes, indeed. It's still some of the finest animation you would ever see.
Absolutely.
But as far as live concern, something live, you actually did another entry from the National Live series. I'm not very good at French, but I think the translation is Dangerous Liaisons on this one.
Yes, it is. La Liaison Dangereuse.
Okay, someone speaks French. That's good.
I did my best there. Thank you so much. But it's basically the scandalous tale of seduction, manipulation, and betrayal. And you can see it all on the big screen. In pre-revolutionary France, former lovers use seduction as a weapon in a dangerous game of revenge and desire. I had to say it that way, you know?
Oh, yeah, you got to say revenge and desire.
Revenge and desire.
You got to make it as seductive as possible.
But I love seeing theater on a big screen, too.
It is, yeah.
You can't access this, so it's the National Theater, but then you can see it here locally at your independent cinema on the big screen. Sounds amazing, and it really feels like you're truly there.
Absolutely. And here's another summer classic. This may be considered maybe one of the greatest Westerns ever made. And oddly enough, this is actually the third part of a trilogy. And normally they say, the first part, the second part, but the third part, I guess, in this case, is the standout in this case.
Yes, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly is what we're talking about here. Exactly.
Yes, we played. Now that is part of our theme music on Cinema Chat, is Good, Bad, and the Ugly, in case you noticed.
Yeah, so Clint Eastwood's Man with No Name joins forces with Tuco as they search for a fortune buried in Confederate gold during the Civil War. But ruthless gunslingers and hunting for the same treasure. So legendary Western, big screen. What's there's not a miss. You can't miss with that.
Again, that was the start of the spaghetti Western,
exactly.
Where it was basically to that Italian flavor to it. But like I said, maybe you consider it was one of the best Westerns ever made. And
one of those iconic visages
yes.
on the big screen.
Or it probably been parodied a number of times in other movies as well. And now, looking ahead to next week, your Studio Ghibli continues again. Another highlight of Hayao Miyazaki's ongoing filmography. In this case, next week, going to show Howl's Moving Castle.
Yeah, and the really cool thing about this is we partnered with a Detroit artist. His name is Damone. We're really excited for that. He made a custom poster for us.
Really?
Yeah, you can check that out online. It'll also be in our show glass outside the theater as well. But Howl's Moving Castle, a young Sophie's quiet life changes when she befriends a mysterious wizard, Howl, and is cursed by the jealous witch of the waste, transforming her into an elderly woman. Sophie sets off on a magical journey abroad Howl's extraordinary moving castle, and it's a beloved adventure from our favorite Miyazaki.
Excellent. And here's a documentary, actually one of the best documentaries I've watched once I got the opportunity. You've shown this quite a number of times over the years, and it's got the Oscar to prove it. Summer of Souls is going to be showing on next Thursday.
Yeah, and that's going to be playing after. So Mavis Staples is coming as part of the Downtown concert series. So we're really excited for that with Bank of Ann Arbor. So Summer of Soul play after that. And that concert is free and open to the public. So we hope you can catch that and then catch the film after. So Summer of Soul, it takes over 6 weeks in the summer of 1969, where thousands gathered in Harlem for a celebration of Black history, culture, music, and fashion. Love, Quest, Love. This is from him, Academy Award winning documentary. It's the really overlooked Harlem Cultural Festival as well. The performances by Stevie Wonder.
It happened around the same time as the moon landing.
Exactly.
That's why it was so overlooked. And that's actually kind of fascinated me when they actually did some of the archival footage about that and all the attendees at the festival. And they said, he's like, what do you think about the moon landing right now? We're like, I don't care. It was I'm listening to the music right now.
Yeah, we're listening to this
music. I mean, it kind of hurt to hear that, but it was kind of interesting to hear a different perspective on that historic moment.
Right.
That there was something else historic going on.
Exactly. And 1969 is such an iconic year, and I think our just history in general. You'll hear Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Staple Singers, and more with that. So we really hope you check it out on the big screen.
So yeah, if you love music, you got to catch this one up. And you're just about ready to wrap up your Mel Brooks Centennial series, which some may say Blazing Saddles is the real deal, but others may say this is the real deal in Mel Brooks' career.
Oh, yeah. We're putting on the Ritz. sets with young Frankenstein. So Gene Wilder stars as Dr. Frederick Frankenstein, who inherits a famous grandfather.
Yes, Frankenstein.
Frankenstein. Transylvanian estate. He soon finds himself recreating the family's experiments with little help from Igor, Inga, and Frau Blücher. Mel Brooks.
And I can hear the horses.
Yes, exactly. It's a classic horror spoof from our famous Mel Brooks. So happy birthday, Mel.
This has been a great series. I mean, every time we were talking about this Mel Brooks series, I was like, okay, what quote's going to pop up in my head next? And continuing, you pretty much got to know the two biggest movies in the world right now, continuing at the State and the Michigan, Spider-Man Brand New Day, and The Odyssey, of course.
Yes, definitely. Sorry, I'm like, yeah.
There she is.
Yeah, the Spider-Man Odyssey, two of the biggest films that are hitting right now. We hope that you see it before they are gone, especially at the Michigan Theater. We're having it. We had it in 35 millimeter and also in the main theater. So you have to check it out. One of the loudest films ever, too.
Yeah, I bet it is. Well, Tara, consider this your past audition. You did a great job.
Yes.
We hope to see you again next week.
Definitely. I can't wait.
Okay, for Tara Galligan at Marquee Arts, I'm Matt Hobson with your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM, Ypsilanti. We'll see you at the movies and cut.